This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and shooting and the great outdoors and whatever else you want to talk about today. Our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And we thank you for listening here in Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Canada, Ecuador, and New Zealand. We appreciate it. And we're here at 410-922-6680 to talk about the aforementioned subjects. What a crazy week. What a crazy week. Well, we had Memorial Day on Monday. That was, you know, that was nice. We had a nice time on Memorial Day. And, you know, we have a busy week. We're working hard on the Crab Magazine. Maryland Loves Crabs coming out later this month. And we invite your crabbing pictures to be sent to me via text if you know my number, and that can be found on the website. Or if you want to email them to me, that would be the better way to do it, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you, you know, got a picture of you eating crabs, catching crabs, showing off crabs, measuring crabs, you know, crab pinching your finger, you know, that kind of stuff, we'll be more than glad to, you know, try to publish as many of those as possible. We got some great recipes in. Yeah, Carol Sherrington, Hunt, Cook, Repeat, is our cuisine expert. Let me give you one of her recipes. Jumbo lump crab Vietnamese spring rolls.
That sounds really, really good.
Yeah. How about crab meat enchilada lasagna?
Okay, that's a nice...
That's quite a fusion, isn't it?
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Seafood and Italian.
Yeah.
That does sound very good.
Yeah.
She says, I don't think you can really go wrong with anything with crab in it.
No.
No.
Yeah. No. No. Robin made crab cakes. They were very good. Very good. Tried to duplicate the crab cake we had at Canvas back the other day.
Mm-hmm.
With the... brioche bun, which was very tasty, with commercial Thousand Island dressing, which really wasn't that flavorful. And then she made some really good coleslaw, and it just didn't quite have the same. It was excellent, but
sure.
It just didn't have quite the same bite as, you know, the restaurant that's been doing it for a long, long time. So that was good. It was really good. So I ate three of the four crab cakes.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I ate three of the four crab cakes, in case you didn't hear me, Chris. anyway, but they were excellent, excellent. And let's see what else happened this week. A lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
All over.
As we had to say, running up and down the
road.
Yeah,
running up and down the you know, Eastern Shore and Western Shore. And
so you weren't able to get any fishing in, were you?
Uh-uh. No.
You're going to do that for next week, though.
Had a very interesting Thursday. Well, all week, had a toothache. Even last Saturday when I was here, had a toothache.
Really?
Yeah. And finally got an appointment with the dentist. I couldn't take it anymore. Finally got an appointment with the dentist on Thursday. It was one of those 15-minute, you know, here, let me tap on your tooth. Yeah.
you
need a root canal.
Oh, wonderful.
But yeah. So, yesterday morning, the root canal was performed successfully, I hope. It doesn't seem to be as much aggravation there. But yeah, definitely there was a there was an abscess in the whole deal. So, you know, that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing hurts more than tooth pain.
Kidney stone.
Okay. I've never experienced one of those.
So exactly.
I can't really say, but I mean, I've experienced mouth pain, and that is
I've experienced
there.
A lot of pain. Yeah, kidney stone. Kidney stone was very painful. So, yeah, one of the few shows, one of the few Friday nights into Saturday that we didn't get to do a show here. Brian Farlow was the producer.
Okay.
Overnight,
mm-hmm.
and I called him from the emergency room in the hospital, and I said, "You better figure out what to do in the morning
because I'm not coming.
I'm not going to be there." New laid in the emergency room at Northwest from about 10 o'clock till 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Okay, so it's about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, no treatment.
No, of course not.
No, no treatment.
No, unless an appendage is falling off or you're bleeding, they're not going
to. Yeah, so that wasn't a happy experience. Got me in the room. That was 2010. Finally got me in the room and gave me some really, really good drugs. I'm not sure what they were, but it was...
Took the pain away.
Yeah,
right away.
It took everything away for a while, you know. But 3 weeks later and 20 pounds lighter, I finally got rid of that crazy
and
pain.
Knock on wood, you haven't had any problems ever since.
No, now and then I get a little pain, you know, back there, and I think, you know, I better be careful, drink a lot of water and flush that thing out. So, but, you know. It took a while, 3 weeks to break up.
Wow.
So.
Tough stone for a tough guy.
Yeah, tough guy. That's me. Tough.
That's right, Mr. Woodman.
Yeah, so no fishing. You know, wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to.
Of course.
Been around to a lot of the shops.
Okay,
you know, and,
good.
Got the report. Not a lot of rockfish. Being caught, not a lot of crabs being caught. I don't know if it's just a temporary downturn. The crabs just came through a shed, you know, so the peeler runs now over, and, you know, we're getting back to a lot of light crabs out there. So we're getting back to, you know, those shed-out crab. You know, a crab can increase its size by 30% when it sheds. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
If you have a... Let's say a 4-inch crab shed.
Okay.
Okay. Now it's 5.5-inch crab. Once the shell hardens up.
Okay. Now, again, I'm going to show my ignorance on this. How many times do they shed during the course of a year?
I think it's 4 or 5 times, depending on the full moon. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that little itty bitty crab in the beginning of the season could be a whopper.
That's why the numbers that come out in the young of the year for the immature crabs.
Okay.
If they're that means that bodes well for a good fall crab season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah.
So, and that's the best time to get the crabs, from what I understand.
That's when I like crabs is when they're big and full and
exactly
fat
and the end of the season.
End of the
and
season.
And prices drop.
Yeah, all the holidays are over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Yeah, and, beginning of the year, of course, you have Mother's Day. That's the first one. And then you have Memorial Day. And then you have Father's Day. Then you have 4th of July.
Then
you have
Labor Day.
So the big 6 holidays in the spring is when, you know, the crabs are least abundant.
Yeah.
But, I know what happened. We did go out Thursday night with our friends and taxidermist Don Travis and his wife Robin.
Okay.
They happened to be in our area. He was bringing a crocodile to a client and put the crocodile into the home, did some little touch-ups on it and that type of thing, and then we met for dinner where'd we eat, baby? Where'd we eat, Robin? I know she's listening. Oxford. We ate in Oxford.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice restaurant there on the water. Got some ice cream. Yeah, it was good. So, and then the next morning, of course, you know, the root canal. That's.
Yeah, but you had a good meal before.
I had a great meal, yeah.
Yeah, so see, it was worth it.
Some of the best salmon we've ever had, covered with kind of a crab cream. It was, it was good. It was good.
Come in here and tell me about all this food, and I'm starving. I'm like,
it was delicious, Chris.
That's it. Just put a little bit more salt in that wound.
That's
or in this case,
no problem.
Pretty appreciate it.
Yeah, my place.
Look forward to it every Saturday morning.
No question. 410 right. WCBM 680. Let's get a phone call or two in here. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. Did stop at Mr. Clyde's yesterday, Clyde's Sports Shop, and he's a big sponsor of a kids' fishing rodeo coming up next Saturday from 7 to 11 at Hillcrest Park. It's the annual Fred Bushman Youth Fishing Rodeo, sponsored by Clyde's. Bring the family, spend the day at the great summer kickoff event. Trophies and prizes will be awarded for all ages for the first catch, the most fish, and the largest fish. Learn more about the native Maryland fish found in our local lakes, including sunfish, catfish, crappie, and bass. Size limits will be enforced for all catches. Bring your own bait or stop by Clyde's on the way. That's next Saturday. If you want more information, you can telephone 410-887-6994, and someone will be more than glad to help you with that. Let's see. Is that Crabber on? Good. Hi, John B. Let's see. I was supposed to talk about something. Waiting for that call to come in. I was waiting for something to come in last week to talk about. I got a call. All right, let's take a call. Crabber Ron, good morning. How are you?
Alan, how are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, you know where Eldersburg's at, don't you?
I do know where Eldersburg is. Very, very right. Familiar with Eldersburg.
I was going to Walmart the other day, and going across the parking lot, there's the biggest damn snapping turtle I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was probably 16, 17, 18 inches across, and he's just lumbering across the parking lot. And I thought, where in the heck did he come from? Did he come from the dam or down Marysville Road, the river? So, anyway, I went to Baltimore County. I flagged a cop down. I said, there's a big turtle going across the parking lot. You might want to call the DNR and, you know, get him and put him back where he belongs.
We took a picture.
Yeah, I just have no idea where that turtle came from.
Oh, well,
he was a big boy.
It's the time of year. Well, you know what? Big girl, Ron.
Yes.
Big girl.
They're having eggs now.
Yeah, they're looking for places to lay their eggs, and tis the season for that. We saw a number of terrapin. Robin and I went, what day did we go? Was that Memorial Day? Can't remember. No. Sunday, maybe, a week ago. We went down to we went down towards Hooper's Island. Maybe it was Saturday. Honestly, the days run together so much. And we took a little nature tour at Blackwater. But on the way down, we saw a number of terrapins and turtles crossing the road. And some of those Maryland terrapins are pretty good size. You know, they really are.
This thing is big.
Yeah, well, How big a crush did you say his shell was? How big?
Yeah, I was afraid some kid's going to touch that thing and take his hand off.
Oh, it would, yeah, take a finger anyway. How big a crush did you say the shell was?
Oh, he had to be 16, 18 inches long.
Yeah.
He was a big one.
Yeah.
One of the biggest ones I've ever seen.
Yep, no question.
He was no box turtle. He was a snapper.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah. When I was a kid...
you remember back up for?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
I remember a fellow by the name of Dorse Maritz, D-O-R-S, or Dorsey, Dorse Maritz, was an orderly, a male attendant at my dad's nursing home that he was superintendent of. And these guys were sportsmen and outdoorsmen. Dorse would go catch snapping turtles and bring them into the nursing home.
Really?
Uh-huh. And these turtles were so big, these step turtles were so big, that he would tie a piece of twine or something around one of their legs and tie them to a table in the men's dorm, which men's ambulatory wing, which happened to be in the basement. And some of these turtles were 50, 60 pounds, I have no doubt, you know. And he'd pick them up by the tail and walk them around, show everybody, you know. I got to tell you, they were impressive. Impressive. And
well, I had my wife's Chevy Blazer. I didn't have my pickup truck. And I would have picked him up and put him in the back.
Yeah.
But it's got carpet in the back, and I think, no, this thing might take a dump in the back. I don't think.
Well, you know, I don't know what that's like, but it doesn't sound like something you want in the back of your truck or your car.
Yeah, he's okay. So, all right, Alan, good talk.
Hey, man, that sounds good.
All right.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. Yep. You know, there is a market for snapping turtle eggs around the country. And we have watermen who specialize in snapping turtles here in Maryland. And I have to get more information on that because it's a very interesting thing that they do. It's not widely publicized, but there is a commercial fishery for snapping turtles. I don't know if you knew that or not. So anyway, our number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. What did she send me? Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Robin sent me some stuff on crab sheds. So I will try to forward that to myself, which I may or may not be able to do. Let's see. In Chesapeake Bay, sexual maturity is reached after 18 to 20 post-larval molts at the age of 1 to 1.5 years. Males continue to molt and grow after they reach sexual maturity. It's generally accepted that females cease to molt and grow, which is called the terminal molt, when they mature and mate. We've heard about that a couple of weeks ago. However, new research suggests that mature females, sooks, will continue to molt given the right set of circumstances. Jeffrey Shields of the Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences says it was once believed that blue crabs experienced a terminal molt, which was considered the second molt after puberty for males and the only molt for puberty after puberty for females. While this is generally the case, most portinid, I don't know what that word means, crabs do continue to molt. There are some caveats that apply to blue crabs, and that would be molting takes energy that is better used to reproduce, to reproductive output. Since it takes more energy to produce eggs, the theory is that mature female crabs don't grow as large or molt as frequently because of their reproductive energies. The converse is that sperm production is cheap, so males don't put any energy into reproduction. Rather, they put it into somatic growth. Molting is energy dependent. Larger animals must store far more nutrients for molting than do smaller juveniles. Thus, a really big lobster only molts every 2 to 5 to 10 years. Similarly for blue crabs, the larger the crab, the more difficult to store energy for molting. Molting is risky business. Larger animals may be at more risk, hence they are not frequent in the population. So you get so big, you don't have enough energy to shed your exoskeleton, and therefore you live to a ripe old age of, who knows?
Probably till the end of the summer.
Yeah, until you're caught and steamed and eaten. So, how about that? Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Did you hear about this horrific story? Oh, by the way, thank you for mentioning that. I'll do that right now. I'll tell the folks about that right now. License-free fishing days. Today, you can go fishing without a license. Next Saturday, you can go fishing without a license anywhere in Maryland. And then the 4th of July is the third free fishing day. So, and there are other areas where you can fish without a license, some special spots that you don't need one. Let's see what else is coming up here. I printed a bunch of stuff up. kind of interesting. Haven't had a DNR Natural Resource Police press release about anything for a long time. And here is one. It's not, doesn't say who the writer is, but it talks about teens face animal cruelty charges over video. Did you hear about this? And of course, there's a great picture to go along with this, which is a DNR truck parked in a field.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. But...
Yeah, great picture. Police say duo taunted an injured deer. A 19-year-old Allegheny County woman and a juvenile. Woman and a juvenile face animal cruelty charges over a social media video showing them taunting and throwing objects at a deer that was immobilized with two broken legs, apparently struck on the highway. Maryland Natural Resources Police were notified May 23rd of a Snapchat video showing two female individuals throwing beverage containers at a deer that had been struck by a vehicle. After investigating, police charged Alexa Storm Crabtree of Old Town with animal cruelty, littering, and underage possession of an alcoholic beverage. Wonder if she'd been drinking. She's in possession of it, but it doesn't say she was charged with, you know, DUI or anything. Police also referred a 16-year-old female to Allegheny County Juvenile Services for the same charges. The animal cruelty charge carries a maximum penalty of $1,000 and 90 days in jail. Now, that's the DNR report on the DNR page. Here's the report from the Baltimore Sun. Two Maryland teens charged after Snapchat video shows them taunting deer with broken legs. Two teenagers are facing charges in Allegheny County after a Snapchat video captured them allegedly throwing bottles at a deer with broken legs, Maryland Natural Resources Police said. Police were notified on May 23rd about a Snapchat video that allegedly shows a 19-year-old Allegheny County woman and a 16-year-old girl hitting a deer with their car and then throwing bottles the deer. I think they missed the word at. A news release said the deer was unable to run away as all of its legs were broken, which is, quote, fairly common after being hit by a car, police said. Police told the Baltimore Sun they do not believe the teens hit the deer on purpose. The 19-year-old was identified as Alexa Storm Crabtree of Old Town. Police are withholding the name of the 16-year-old because she is a juvenile, but did say she was referred to Allegheny County Juvenile Services. After police investigated the incident, teenagers now face three charges over the video: animal cruelty, littering, and underage possession of an alcoholic beverage. The animal cruelty charge carries a maximum penalty of $1,000 and 90 days in jail. And then we are warned or cautioned, if a driver strikes a deer, people are encouraged to call their local police agency for assistance. Really? Oh, I thought maybe you just stood and threw bottles at it till it died an unmerciful death. So the discrepancy here I see is that the deer had two broken legs with the NRP report and four broken legs with the Baltimore Sun. So are we dramatizing the plight of this poor animal? We don't know.
One is just straight fact, the other is to sell papers. But we're not going to drop,
names. I don't know. Should I name the writers of this for the Baltimore Sun? I think they would want to have credit, wouldn't they?
Well, yes, attribution is important.
Written by McKenna Oxenden. McKenna Oxenden from the Baltimore Sun. This is one of those news channels online. And the picture was great. It was a sick of deer. So, not many of those in Allegheny County. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. Thank you, Sparky, for the information on the crab molt. I'll tell you where I did stop this week.
Where?
Bay Country Bakery.
I wonder why.
I had a maple donut with almonds.
Your favorite?
One of, yeah, was.
One of the favorites.
Mm-hmm. And a large cup of coffee.
Nice.
Through the drive-thru.
Oh, yes.
Bay Country Bakery, Cambridge. Gosh, Dave and Gina Levy make some fantastic donuts and pastries and cookies and breads. I'd say some of the best I've ever had, if not the best. Well, definitely the best on the Eastern Shore. Definitely the best on Delmarva. Definitely the best in Maryland.
I will agree to every place
that
you've mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, why not grab some, stop through the drive-thru, get one on your way wherever you're going. Breakfast at Bay Country Bakery, served from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day on Saturday today. So, like I said, when I'm on Route 50 working or going fishing or hunting or whatever, even going to the beach, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. And when Sparky's with me, it's mandatory. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. It's a big donut with pink frosting and sprinkles. There's a chocolate donut on the front. All of these are giant-sized anyway. Even after your morning adventure from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch there during the week. I aforementioned Dave and Gina Levy, trained chefs. They strive to bring you the absolute best. Bay Country Bakery, for you GPSers, 2951 Coastal Highway, Route 50 East, just through Cambridge. Think about that big donut on the side of the building, and you'll be right there. You can see it for, you know, a quarter of a mile up the road. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there, or Chris, or Chuck Spohr and Diane, or, you know, any of our Captain Don, or any of our other listeners who have already gone there and been very happily satisfied. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down...
Was that for me? Is that my cue? I'm a working man.
A working man.
My truck breaks down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's WW. I'm sure you're going to play that whole commercial here in a minute.
I can do that right now.
You want to do it now?
Yeah,
you want to wait until I do Chesapeake
Sorry
Outdoor?
About that.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Now. Okay. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, here's what I got a text yesterday from John. He says, 20% off all smokers. Well, I tell you what, they've got some great smokers. Let me see if I have the brand name there. Hold on. Let me see. Bradley smokers. 20% off all Bradley smokers and accessories, excluding briquettes. But they have a beautiful table there that you can put your smoker on wheels, wheel the thing around. And, I mean, this is the time of year you can smoke fish, you can smoke venison, you know, you can smoke whatever while you're smoking your fish and your venison. And the Bradley smokers are now 20% off and the accessories as well. So that is a great, great deal at Chesapeake Outdoors. And then the spring lures, the big lures that are used for trolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parachutes and the umbrella rigs and the big shad and things like that. And the trolling rods, the lures are 40% off. 40% off. So now is the time to stock up for next year. And then the trolling rods are 20% off as well. So let's go get them. Let's go get them. Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. Rods, reels, and tackle, live and frozen bait. Raven crossbows, Matthews compound bows, shotguns, ammos, calls, decoys, and ammo, and every accessory under the world at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road right there in Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Did I mention Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, and Bubba Blade knives? 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Thank you so much.
Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down.
You know, you can also turn your own mic on.
Yeah, I know I can turn my own mic on.
I know,
but that's
just
your job
like
today. I'm trying
okay.
to. I'm
All
trying.
Right, it's okay.
Look, I got a document here. You see how it's printed on my computer screen?
Yes, it's kind of sideways, and I see
print.
You turn your head to read it.
Print. I couldn't get it to print, okay, on our printer here, and I forgot to print it at home. So, here's what I wanted to tell you, and that perfect lead in from Robin Hood has to do with the 12th Precinct 3D shoot. The club is located at 450 Harwood Road in Harwood, Maryland, and it's a season opener shoot coming up this Tuesday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. for you 3D shooters. It is cost to shoot the 20-station 3D course is free for this season, and all this is to get kids interested in archery. So if you got some kids, you know, think of the kids for once rather than yourself. Take them out there and let them have some fun on the archery range. The rounds will continue through the season. The season closer is August 26th. So here's what I would recommend you do. Contact the 12th Precinct 3D at protonmail.com. 12th, 12th, Precinct, Precinct, 3D, at protonmail.com. What do you think of that? Now, there's a phone number here, 410-867-0560, 867-0560, 410-867-0560, if you want to shoot down at the 12th Precinct 3D shoot. Of course, adults are welcome, but this is all about the kids. So, thanks for... Paul, thanks for sending that to me. We'll try to every now and then mention that for you. So, what happened to our caller? Oh, okay. There you go. Hearing from Robbie. Yes, Robin, we're getting your text. I think I just read one from you about the crap. No, that didn't come from Robin. Who'd that come from? What happened? Totally unrelated topic. Okay. Got it. Well, that's what we like here, totally unrelated topics. It sounds like the show. Just about every week. We go from one thing to another. We go from people throwing bottles at disabled deer to and getting arrested to donuts to 3D shoots and crabbing. You all heard about snakeheads, right? You know about snakeheads. You know that we got a lot of snakeheads here in Maryland. Well, there is a freedom and fishing celebration coming up next Saturday, June 8th. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources is teaming up with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to host the first Freedom and Fishing Snakehead Derby next Saturday at Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad State Park in Dorchester County. Anglers of all ages are invited to participate in this free all-day derby, which features snakehead fishing demonstrations, door prizes, cooking techniques, and a limited quantity of free snakehead fillets. Prizes will be awarded to anglers who reel in the largest northern snakehead of the day. The northern snakehead, an invasive species that's native to Asia, has successfully adapted to the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Its ability to thrive, even in poor habitat, its diet of numerous prey species, and its frequent spawning has thrust the snakehead into notoriety after its illegal introduction in the early 2000s. Sought after by many anglers, the northern snakehead puts up a good fight and is also highly regarded as a delicacy. So there you go. Let's check that out. Here's the quote from Dr. Joe Love, who's been a guest on our show. There are many misconceptions about the northern snakehead, and events like the Freedom and Fishing help inform the public as well as create opportunities for anglers to harvest this species. Fishing and Boating Services Program Manager Dr. Joseph Love said, the snakehead fishery is relatively new, and we want to raise its awareness, not only as a fun fish, but also to catch, a fun fish to catch, but also to eat. Participation for Freedom and Fishing is free, but registration is required. So I would go to the website and click on the registration is required link there, the DNR website. And it says the department encourages everyone who catches a northern snakehead to harvest it and not return it to the water. The snakehead has a tag. The angler should measure the length, make a note of the exact location of capture, and call the toll-free number printed on the tag. For more information on snakeheads, the department has introduced several informational videos, supplemental fact sheets, and an updated web page. So they're really putting the focus on this invasive species. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number here. Chris Klaproth is our producer, and we welcome your phone call. I seem to feel like I put a lot of information out here this morning for some reason. And I think we need some phone callers at this point to comment on anything we've talked about. And we'd be more than glad to hear from them. And the reason we would like to hear from them is because, you know, I can keep blathering and you and I can keep conversing and I can just keep talking about stuff. But I'd rather interact with the callers. This is two-way talk. Am I right, Chris?
You are correct. And anybody who has any questions about fishing, hunting, just anything about the outdoors, you've got a great resource. Take advantage of it, because pretty soon, you know.
Pretty soon?
Pretty soon.
What are you talking about?
Well, in about, what, an hour and a half?
Oh, I thought I thought you were predicting my early demise.
No.
Please clarify.
No, you're probably going to outlive me.
I'm getting up there, Chris.
You're going to outlive me.
I doubt it.
I bet you will. So, trust me. I'm just saying, in about an hour and a half or so, that you're going to be off the air, and then Alan Summers is going to be on and talking about gardening.
But he's another resource.
Exactly.
You know, another resource on a whole, an expert on a whole nother field of stuff. So, okay.
No, I say that because with the mistakes I've made this morning, I would suspect that pretty soon you're going to come in here and, like, throttle me because...
Nah. Nah, you're fine.
I'm just a little tarred.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine, you know. Yep, you work all night, you know, I get it. So, all right. I wonder how much radio silence people could endure before somebody makes a phone call. Yeah, we've done that before, and it's kind of a cheap way to get a phone call because people don't like to hear blank air.
No, definitely not.
I mean, I could do it, but I really...
No.
Nah, I'm not going to use that trick yet. No. People are just waking up. You know, it's hot, nasty out there. Sleeping in the summertime, I understand it. But, you know, you're right, though. We only have 2 hours to take advantage of this this time. So,
And at 6:49 is not the time to call to start asking very long questions.
No, you're right. You're right. And we seem to get a plethora of calls as people wake up and the show's going off the air. But is what it is. Let's see. Checking the emails. Coles is one. Ah, look at all the grandkids. How about that? Nice, John B. Nice, nice, nice. nice to hear from you this morning, too, buddy. And Robin sending me an email. Yes, I'm getting your text. Yes, indeed. What? Oh, thank you. My wife just emailed me and asked if I was getting her text. Yeah, that's where we had that. That's right. Couldn't remember. Yeah, we did eat there, too. That's where we went to eat, in Hooper's Island. Let's see. Here's Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. I didn't want to have to endure any radio silence. So.
I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, but listen, I had a question. You were talking about that taunted deer, and you said it was a Sitka deer in Allegheny County?
That was the picture that was on the Baltimore Sun website. Had nothing to do with the deer that was hit in Allegheny County.
Okay. I was going to say, because yeah, Sitka deer, I don't believe are out there.
Correct. The only ones I know out there are ones that are mounted on somebody's wall.
That could be. I mean, I don't know of any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this was the Baltimore Sun. I can't remember the name of the website that... it was, let's see. Let's see if I can see it. Must have been an email. I don't know.
Oh, that's okay, because I'm driving. I'll be able to look it up anyway.
Yeah, but it's one of those news sites that's supported by the Sun or driven by the Sun, and they had a picture of a Sitka deer doe looking over some marsh bushes, maybe myrtle bushes or something like that, and then there's a story about the deer that gets hit in Allegheny County. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't quite match up. But, you know, my eagle eye would be one of the only things that would figure that out.
That's probably true.
Well, you know, I look at stuff. I look at advertising. I look at magazine stuff all day long and, you know, try to have an eye for that kind of thing. So, but anyway, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Not out fishing, though. Saturday.
How'd you do?
Well, I went stream fishing. I caught two brook trout and a rainbow.
Nice. Where were you?
Up in Carroll County at Beaver Run.
Really? Brook trout. Yeah. Nice.
It was pretty nice. It was a good day to walk the water edge.
Yeah, no question.
First time I've used these itty-bitty circle hooks.
How'd you do?
They were very good. I had no problem. It kept pressure on the line.
Yep.
Missed fish. It was great.
That's all you need to do. Just keep a little pressure on the line. You don't have to tear their heads off when you set the hook. They do it themselves.
Right.
So.
They work very well.
Yep.
So I am now a avid user of the circle hook.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call, Wes. Thanks for bailing us out here this morning.
Not a problem. Not a problem. I appreciate what you guys do. Thank you so much.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Here's Uncle Dan in Churchville. Hey, how was the bear hunt in Montana, Dan?
It was wonderful. I didn't shoot a bear, but had a wonderful time. Great outfitter, and good food, wonderful scenery.
Yeah.
Last year I didn't pull my out tag, and I was so depressed I figured I better do something this spring to relieve it.
Right.
So I went out there and passed up a couple of small bears
right
early in the week, and had but I was hunting with my new 300 Win mag.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
Well, and we had of course the outfitter had a sight in before we went hunting.
Any good outfitter will do that.
And to my amazement, from a bench rest, I was hitting the 800 yard target.
Holy moly.
Those elevation knobs are just fantastic. You get it dialed in for the where you're hunting, the
yep.
elevation you're hunting at, and it does most of the work.
Takes a lot of guesswork out of it, and it's more humane to the animal too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But I had a really big last hour, the last day. I had a really big bear in my crosshairs for a half hour. That 530 yards, but it just wouldn't give me a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
Either partially obscured by a tree or facing directly away from me or walking through brush.
Yeah.
So I passed it up, and I'm going to go after him again next year.
Well, good. That sounds good. Now, that facing away shot, if it's close, is not a horrible shot. If you have any type of angle, you can go right over one hip bone or the other and angle right up into the vitals, or you can take the dead center shot right at the tail.
Well, this was directly away at 530 yards.
But at 530 yards, I'm not comfortable with that shot because of the bullet drop. You don't want to hit low. You don't want to hit high. But you know, at 100 or under, I'm confident taking that shot.
But one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life, there's a fellow there from a long-range shooting school
mm-hmm.
in Alabama. He killed a bear with one shot at 1,320 yards, double-lunged it. It rolled down the mountain and stopped on the road. All they had to do was drive around the canyon and pick it up.
Nice bear?
Yeah, nice bear.
Cool.
Makes me think maybe I want to go to his school.
Yeah, if you want to shoot him long range, that's a lot. That's becoming a thing with the advent of the good optics and that type of thing. So,
yeah.
Very cool.
Well, I'd like to go to the school just for the challenge, but for hunting purposes, I'd just as soon get within bow range.
You and I both. So
that's much more fun and a lot more challenging.
No question. All right, Dan. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Okay.
Congratulations on a successful hunt, even though you didn't kill anything.
Well, I'll get one next year.
There you go. Good luck.
Thanks, Alan.
Stay in touch, Dan.
Will do.
Okay. Bye-bye. There goes Dan. He's a good guy. He's the one that donated the crossbow to Fran. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Their phone number is 410-242-6108. They're sponsoring the Kids Fishing Rodeo next Saturday, June 8th at the Hillcrest Park. And this is for youngsters. Of course, they're going to need some bait. They're going to need some parental guidance as well. So stop by Clyde's right there on the way before you go and check out their full line of fishing supplies. And while you're there, check out the crabbing supplies, too, because they've got everything for both fishing and crabbing. They've got the open-top crab traps. They've got the trot lines, the seasoning, the bait. They have bait for any kind of fishing, any kind of artificial lure for any kind of fishing. And they've got the free advice. They'll tell you all about it. So even tell you about some snakeheads in the local area. So talked to Bill yesterday. He was all excited about the snakeheads. So give him a call at 410-242-6108 or stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9.
a fairly quiet start to this first weekend of June. I think we do see some thunderstorms tomorrow, but mainly sunny today and warm with a high of 87 this afternoon. Low tonight, 65. Scattered storms do catch us for the Sunday forecast, high of 83. And then sunshine for Monday and Tuesday with temps in the low to mid-70s. Nighttime lows in the 50s and 60s. More thunderstorms Wednesday, Thursday, long range for the mid part of next week. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. I'll be going to Battery Warehouse today, so say hi to the folks in Eldersburg. All right, folks, that's the end of the hour. We'll see you next hour right after the news. I'm Alan Ellis telling you, get out, stay out, stay safe.